Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today, we are going to be talking about acne scars and how we get these acne scars or from acne. Sometimes we have it a little more deeper than just a topical pimple, and it gets down deep into the third dermis, and that's when we get the scarring. Sometimes people say don't pick it, don't mess with it, but I think it really depends on our diet, our heritage, our skin, exercise, depends on even our liver. It cleans a lot of our toxins out and keeps our skin healthy. So we're going to look into effective home remedies to treat acne scarring today and see if we can kind of help out some of our friends in this area. We seem to have this tendency when we get into our teenage years and our scars will stay longer. So let's take a gander and see what we see. And there's a lot of herbal medicines out there that are from our Mother Earth and that our ancestors have taught us how to heal wounds and how to protect our skin and how to feel healthy from the inside out and really get some exercise and proper diet. And let's heal up our skin today. Okay, so our first herbal remedy for acne scarring is sandalwood and rose water. We'll make this into a paste and make it into a thicker paste that you can dab onto your face. You can put this on the direct area of your scar, or you can leave it on as a facial mask. Leave the paste on for more than an hour. If you'd like, you can also wear it overnight. Now you'll rinse off this facial mask with lukewarm water and enjoy your day. We're going to look into a couple other natural ideas for your skin. And as I said before, a lot of it consists of maintaining a balanced and nutritious diet. And it helps in the growth of new skin and healthy skin. And this also gives you essential nutrients that you need to fight against infections and other types of diseases that might complicate your acne and produce more acne scars. I know that one of my favorite remedies for facial is cedar oil. I love cedar oil. It's fantastic. It heals my face. It hydrates my face. And it just gives me a really healthy glow as well. Now let's see. You want to select any non-greasy, oil-free makeup products or any type of foundations and powders if you have sensitive skin. Olive oil. Olive oil is my main base when I make herbal remedies and herbal oils and herbal salves. Olive oil is my main base that I always use. And there's a lot of oils out there that you can use. There's coconut oil, and olive oil, and peanut oil. I like the olive oil. And it's truly a miracle oil. I love it. I use it for my hair. You can use it for your dry skin on your hands, on your face. And this olive oil, you can be cooked into your meals. It can be made into a dipping sauce for your French rolls. I love that. And so olive oil is fantastic to just really get it into your system through ingestion or to put on your body through topical. Really improves the condition of your skin and reduces your acne scars. You can massage the oil on affected parts of your skin every day. It has moisturizing properties that soften the texture of your skin and reduce the look of your acne scars. Cucumber. Cucumber is great for helping to keep the skin smooth and supple. A lot of different companies use cucumber in their products because it has a lot of hydrating effects. And we can use this cucumber, and this is going to reduce our acne scarring and the outbreaks by applying cucumbers on your face. You can just either cut these and apply directly, or you can crush them and make a little cucumber paste. Now, let's apply some lemon. Now, lemon, you can just let your skin soak up the lemon juice for a while before washing it off. And what you do is you squeeze the pure lemon juice directly onto a cotton ball, and you put these directly onto your acne scars. This lemon will improve the appearance of dark acne scars and blemishes by lightening them. And another one is strawberries. Strawberries have a lightening effect on blemishes as well. And one of our cautions are with lemon is that it's a pretty harsh juice. And if your skin is very sensitive, you may want to dilute it a little with some water. This is a remedy that I'm not really fond of, but you know, we talk about a lot of different ideas and a lot of different things, and or shall I say that I talk about them and you're listening to me, is ice cubes. I'm not a big fan on ice cubes on my skin because of frostbite, and I also live in Minnesota, and we've just had one of the worst winters ever here. I'm frozen solid for about 4 months straight. So some people like to use these ice cubes, and they'll wrap the ice cube in a piece of cloth and rub it on your scar area for 10 to 15 minutes every day. This lessens the inflammation on the skin, making it look smoother. And they say this is one of the best natural acne treatments. So if you want to give this a whirl, go ahead and try that. But just make sure that you don't apply the ice directly to your skin and that you're not burning your skin with frostbite from the ice cube. If that's possible, I think it would be. This is a great remedy that I enjoy very much and I use on a lot of different things. It's tea tree oil. It's a great way to reduce the effects of acne scarring. This oil comes directly from Australia, and that would be our ancestors from Australia, because here we are again in Minnesota, United States, and our ancestors come from everywhere. Our family, our people, we are all one on this earth, and if we treat each other with kindness and we treat each other with politeness and we treat Mother Earth with kindness, we'll just have a lot of loving energy giving healing space. Tea tree oil is excellent. And our last one is aloe vera. And this is a natural remedy to cure acne scars. You can actually take the direct milk. It would be kind of like a milky substance straight from the aloe vera plant if you have one, and put these directly on your scars and your wounds. This helps heal. Heal the acne scars as well as to fight breakouts. And applying on a regular basis, you can erase the signs of bad acne over time. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Gibawabinin!